Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, the war of words between President Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene certainly didn't get tamped down today. Here is MTG. There, I did it.
I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for six years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating 8 men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans, like the women standing behind me.
So, you know, in kind of association with this, the House, except for one person, voted to release all of the Epstein files today. And the only no vote, and I want to see if I can read you what he said, Clay Higgins from Louisiana, who said, "I've been a principled no vote on this bill from the beginning. What was wrong with the bill 3 months ago is still wrong today. It abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure. As written, this bill reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provided alibis, family members, etc. If enacted in its current form, this type of broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt." I'm not so sure that he's wrong about that, but this controversy has certainly heated up. Frank Mealy is with us. I want to talk about John Fetterman with him, but I know that you've tracked the Epstein files story. What are your thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump going at it here?
Hey, Mark. I guess I'm finding myself in the minority of MAGA for a lot of these things lately. I don't know why. But I watched Marjorie on the Sunday talk show. I think it was ABC. I can't remember. No, CNN. And I studied it very closely, and I made a point of going through point by point everything she said, and I didn't find anything I disagreed with. And I don't disagree with her about this either. It is absurd that the president is breaking with her now over the fact that she wants the Epstein files released and calling her a traitor.
I don't think it's a good thing either.
She's a traitor to the Republican Party. That's one thing. But he's implying she's a traitor to the country. I think he is definitely going into some dangerous territory.
Well, he crosses into this. And, you know, people should know. Frank says this as a very staunch supporter of President Trump and has been for many years. But look, I flagged a couple of things today. You know, he clipped Mary Bruce from ABC News during this news conference or the, you know, press availability with the Crown Prince. And it's one thing to go after Mary Bruce, which I think is fine because I think she's one of the worst, most, you know, rabid anti-Trump reporters out there. But then he has to pull the FCC and Brendan Carr into the mix and make threats about the license. And I don't like that. That kind of stuff makes me very uncomfortable with Trump.
Right. It's totally out of, it's unacceptable, and he's doing it. And I hate to agree with the no kings people, but there are no kings, and you can't just do and say whatever you want, even if you're president. You have to follow certain protocols and certain, responsibilities. And it seems like maybe he's going over the edge a little bit. And I know it excites people who are on his side because, we've been waiting a long time for somebody to come and punch the media and, and say the things that need to be said. But he's really got to learn how to be presidential.
Frank, we've been talking about being presidential for 10 years. There's certain things that I've just accepted. Like when I heard him go after Mary Bruce today, I knew exactly where it was going. But, I guess I've defended some of the behavior because Trump being Trump has become a thing as well. But look, there's concerns that you have, that I have, that other, Republicans have. But then you look at what's going on the other side. Let's segue to that, because John Fetterman to me is a very interesting character. And I mentioned to the audience a week ago on Monday, there was a great excerpt from his new book that was in the Free Press. And it was quite something. It makes me want to read the book. And he talked a lot about his mental illness. He talked about the stroke. And he's such a relatable figure when a lot of us kind of wrote him off as some sort of kook or someone who was incapable of doing his job, especially in the aftermath of his stroke. But he's really become a unique figure in American politics here in the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's, I wrote a column for Real Clear Politics, and the question was, when did I become a Fetterman Republican? And it's amazing to me because exactly like you, when he was running in 2022, I was like, this guy is a kook,
yeah,
and he's dangerous. He was a Bernie Sanders socialist, and then when the stroke happened, and he seemed to lost some of his faculties. It just seemed completely inappropriate that he's wearing his sweatpants or shorts and his hoodie. It just is not acceptable as it is a normal thing. And so you kind of rebel against it. But you gave the guy a chance because we've had 2 years now, 3 years to watch him. And he has evolved into a real, mouthpiece of common sense. And in that regard, he's like what Trump has been for most of us, as somebody who is authentic
but his side doesn't have that appreciation because they don't like him. They're trying to run him out and do hit pieces. Now, the one thing that I've always been confused about, and maybe I just haven't heard his explanation, but you pointed this out in the column. As common sense as John Fetterman is, he's still out there in the 5% on the trans sports issue, which is baffling to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to agree with everybody on everything, but that is kind of, it's kind of puzzling because it is such an obvious one that if he really wants to represent the people as they are, then that is something that is going to just tick people off. And I don't know where it's probably some remnant, thing that he picked up when he was on the liberal side, and he just is refusing to let that one go. I don't know why. You probably, want to get in with his psychiatrist and sit down on that session, because it's way beyond my ability to make sense of.
But let's talk about this in the broader scheme of the Democrat Party, because I defend my peeps here in Missouri. We have common sense Democrats that are not unlike John Fetterman, even elected officials and people that I have on my show on a regular basis, right? But these are people that are way out there from the progressives, for example, on our St. Louis Board of Aldermen, or members of Congress like AOC, and people who are trying to rev up, potential candidacies for the presidency in 2028. So there is a huge divide. Now, you could talk about a divide between the Trumpers, the MAGA, and, the other side of the conservatives, the rhinos, whatever you want to call people. But there is a divide in the Democratic Party. And I would still think that the minority voices are being heard more than the majority, which is fine because they're going to, create their own grave here. But Fetterman's an outlier. And people that are trying to become part of the Democrat Party, younger politicians, Mamdani on down, they're not like John Fetterman in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it comes from fundraising. Clearly, the money in the Democratic Party is on the progressive side, the people in tech and, these Tides foundations and all of this, infrastructure of liberal you know, coming back down from the 60s, they have all the money. And if you want to make a, you know, splash at a statewide level, especially, or presidential level, you have to go through them. And it's, you know, we've got a corrupt and broken system of politics. I'm not in favor of cutting money out of, you know, politics. I'm not in favor of going to the point where, you know, corporations are banned from donating and things like that. But the fact of the matter is they wield an immense amount of power. And so the liberals, and what's scary is the ones who, you know, cater to that get nominated. But what's scary is they also seem to be able to get elected.
I know.
And yeah, using that money, even though people generally don't agree with them about so many things, there's something about when it comes out, I don't know what it is. People refuse to be like active in making those decisions, and they're kind of led along, like, you know, the Pied Piper. Somehow they get led into the water and over their heads. It happens in Montana. I mean, every time we have a nonpartisan race like Supreme Court, the liberal 60-70% of the time will win, even though their decisions for the next 4, 8, 10 years when they're on the court are going to go against what Montanans generally want.
And that happens because of the money, you're saying?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's money, but it's also, I think there's something about conservative thinking that, you know, refuses to think the worst about people and is swayable to accept as normal that which really isn't normal. Somebody with greater intellect than me is going to have to parse that, but there is something going on, I think, in our society where the left holds sway. You know, the fact that Gavin Newsom might be elected president,
right?
After all he's done to California, it's just scary.
It is. Frank Mealy, always great to have you on. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.